The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dearly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. We thank you that our names are written down in the book of life. We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for releasing your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing down every stronghold, every high place, knocking down every altar in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your people might be delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. God, I pray that you release that anointing for healing and deliverance to drive out every spirit of cancer. Every spirit of cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for healing diabetes. I thank you, Lord God, for brand new pancreas. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing every form of leukemia, every rare form of leukemia being healed, Hodgkin's disease being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for opening that deaf ear right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, I thank you for healing bone cancer. God, I thank you for healing bone cancer right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for that tumor being dissolved. That tumor being dissolved on the right side, on the right side. The inoperable tumor being dissolved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing breast cancer. Lord, I thank you for healing breast cancer right now. Testicular cancer, I thank you for that being healed as well in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for healing emphysema. I thank you, Lord God, for healing every lung disorder in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for releasing your healing power, your healing anointing. God, I thank you for healing that child that's been diagnosed with that rare blood disorder. God, I thank you for healing that child in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for opening up the barren womb. I thank you for that womb being open, children being born healthy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for breaking the generational curse of financial insufficiency over that family. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing a harvest of finance and abundance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing that pastor with that building. Lord, you know what his heart is. Lord God, I thank you for blessing him with that building, that you would give him favor, that the building would be given and given to the ministry for the work of the Lord, that he might be able to move forward in the vision that you've placed in his heart. I thank you for providing the finances, the budget, for the place to be renovated and then turned into the place that you desire for it to be, for people to come and to hear the gospel, to be healed and to be delivered, to be fed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I thank you for doing that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for promotions. Those people that have been that are up for promotions and the promotions have been withheld. God, I pray that there will be a breakthrough, that people will receive the promotions that they deserve because they've been faithful employees. I thank you for doing that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for sending the power of your Holy Spirit, sending forth a refreshing to the families that have that are having homes in their churches. I pray, Lord God, that the movement would grow in these homes in the Pacific Northwest, that there would be a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that there would be a word that would come forth that would liberate them, that they would walk in greater liberty and peace and joy by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray for every business that has been struggling financially, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, they would receive a windfall of business and clientele, Lord God, and that they would go into the new year 2015 with greater revenue, Lord God, with the phone ringing off the hook. And I thank you for doing that in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord God, I pray for that man that is seeking a spiritual breakthrough. God, grant it. God, grant it. I pray for spiritual clarity. Order his footsteps in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. Lord, let your blessing and be upon this word. Let our hearts be open to hear and to receive it in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here to share the word of God with you. I'm just grateful that God allows me the opportunity to be on the airwaves to talk about his word to his people. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing for you to be tuning in, listening to us. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Amen. I always put that out there, because, I just speak the word of the Lord. You know, we're living in some very perilous times. We need to be praying. We need to be pressing in and seeking the face of God. We need to be binding the strong man over this area, over this region here in the Pacific Northwest, that we might experience revival, that the gospel would go forth with power and authority. We saints, we need the presence of God. We need the power of God to be released in our lives in a greater measure. And I'm asking that God would get us into the place to where we could experience his presence and power as never before as believers in the body of Christ, because we've been commissioned to go out into the highways and the hedges. We've been commissioned to compel people to come in. There are so many people who have not heard the gospel that need to hear the gospel. There are people that are professed believers that are in a backslidden condition that need to repent so that they can be brought back in the fold, that they can be healed and set free, so they can go out and by their testimony begin to tell other people about what Jesus has done in their lives. We need to get to that place in the body of Christ where we are those yielded vessels. There are some people listening right now that God has been prompting you and calling you into ministry, and you've been hesitant. You've not been obedient to the call of God, and God is speaking to you, and God is calling you to start that ministry, to start that outreach. And those of you that are listening, you know exactly who you are. I'm going with the flow of the Holy Spirit right now. As I was praying, the Lord began to show me that there are some people out there that he's called you to go into ministry, and you've been hanging saying, God, I don't know how I can do this. God, I'm not equipped to do this. The Lord just requires your obedience. God will equip you. God will anoint you. There are people that are waiting to hear the message that God has placed in your heart. There's a person out there that God has equipped you to sing. You're anointed to sing, and you're not. You're not walking in that anointing. You're not walking in that gifting. And God desires to bring you into that place to where you can make that gospel CD that will touch lives of people, that will grant healing, that will bring healing and deliverance to people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a person you've been considering whether or not you should quit your job and go to another job. The Lord is going to lead and guide you and order your steps. Follow his leading. Follow his leading, and he will lead and guide you in your direction, in the choice. And when it's all said and done, if you're willing and obedient, God will bless you above and beyond what you can imagine or think. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for that word in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Whew, man, God is good. Any saints? You know, we left off last week. We were talking about being in that place, being the yielded vessels that God wants us to be. You know, we left off in Revelations chapter 3. We're talking about the church of Laodicea, and we were talking about getting in that place so you can receive God's healing, you can receive God's deliverance, you can receive restoration, because this is not popular. You know, we don't want to hear about this, but yes, God will chasten those that he loves. We read that last week in Revelation chapter 3, and let's go there. And we need to understand that a lot of times when we are going through some things, you know what type of relationship and walk you have with the Lord. You know how much time you spend in prayer. You know much of the time you spend in reading the word of God. You know how you're living. You know how you're living. No preacher needs to tell you that you're living wrong or you're living foul. But if you are looking at your life and things are not going good, and you know that you're in a backslidden condition, God says, repent. Repent. And if you repent, you will receive a refreshing. You will receive a restoration, and things will turn around for the good. He gave this message to the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. He says, unto the angels of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, and that you are neither cold and you're not hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, he said, I will spew you out of my, he said, I will spit you out. I will reject you. God says, I'd rather you not be doing nothing than to just be going through the motions of serving me. You see, in the kingdom of God, it's all or nothing. Jesus even said, any man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We have to get to the place in our walk, those that are listening, those that are serious, those that have a desire to be used by God in a greater measure, We got to make a decision, all in or nothing at all. Come on, somebody. He said, because you say I am rich and I'm increased with goods and I have need of nothing. And he says, don't you know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked? He said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire that you may be rich, and white raiment that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. And he says, and I told you to highlight this verse last week. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. God says, in other words, once I reveal to you your condition, here's what I need you to do. I need you to be quick about this. Repent. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change the direction. 180. Change and stop what you're doing. Be willing to let that go. Be willing to walk away from that. And the reason that is because God desires to come in and to sup with you. God desires to have fellowship with you. We serve a God of relationship, not rules and regulations. We serve a God of relationships. God wants to have a personal relationship with you. God wants to reveal himself to you. And he says in the following verse, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. We read this in the Gospel of John chapter 14, how that God says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. And when you do, my Father is going to reveal himself to you. And if you keep obeying my commandments and doing what I ask you, he said, we're going to come in and we're going to make our home with you. There is that abiding, having the presence of God in your life that is so powerful and so overwhelming that when you come out and begin to interact among other people, they're going to know that there's something different about you. They're going to know that there's something different about you. Even in the book of Acts, when the apostles were arrested and they brought them before the Sanhedrin, the scripture says they said these were unlearned and ignorant men, but they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus, his presence in their lives. You see, we don't need another program. What we need is the power of God. What we need is for people to get filled with the Holy Spirit of God and to become yielded vessels, that the Spirit of the living God can begin to flow through them and use them, use you to bring glory and honor, to proclaim deliverance to the captives that we read last week in Luke chapter 4. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's preached me the gospel. He's called me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives. We don't want to deal with the issue in the area of deliverance. Deliverance ministry goes with preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he commissioned the apostles, he commissioned them to heal the sick, cast out devils, to raise the dead. That was the charge. That was the mandate. And throughout the scriptures, in the book of Acts, they carried it out even in a greater measure. He said, you know, when I go to my Father, you're going to do greater works. And they carried that out in the book of Acts. We're called to make a difference in the lives of the people that we come in contact with. And how do we do that? We get ourselves in a position of humility. We humble ourselves. You know, even it says in Christ, he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked or twisted ways, he said, I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm going to heal the land. Because God desires to bring healing. God desires to bring deliverance. God desires to bring restoration to your life. But because we have a tendency to be stubborn and rebellious and stiff-necked, we don't want to hear the truth. We rather receive and embrace the lie instead of receiving the truth that will bring the healing, that will bring the deliverance, that will bring the restoration. Now, God has called you as a believer, every believer in the body of Christ. We have been commissioned to go and to make disciples. You might not have a pulpit ministry, but God has gifted you. God has placed you in a unique business. God has placed you on your job. God has given you and placed you in the midst of a circle of people to where you can be an influence to those that don't know Christ. And even to your brothers and sisters that are in a backslidden condition, that you're in a position that you can minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them with power and with authority. You see, what's missing today is we're not speaking the word of God with authority. We don't have power behind the words that we speak. We are speaking empty words because we don't spend enough time in prayer. We don't spend enough time in the secret place. We don't spend that time abiding in his presence. And that's what's missing in our lives. We have to get to the place in the body of Christ to where we learn to abide in his presence. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask for what you will and it shall be given. And it's all about that abiding. It's all about being in that covenant relationship with Christ. Do you know him? And does he know you? Can you honestly say, I know my Lord, I know my Savior, I know him as my Redeemer, I know him as my healer, I know him as my provider? There's a passage of scriptures Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he asked them, he says, whom do men say that I am? And he says, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're this prophet, you're Isaiah, you're this. And then he looked at him and he says, but whom do you say that I am? And they looked at him and it was just like, good old Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Messiah, you're the anointed one. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. When we look at who we are called to be in the body of Christ, we have to ask ourselves, Lord, am I in the place that you've called me to be? Lord, am I walking in a covenant relationship with you? You know, it's amazing. Glory to God. Go with me back to Luke chapter 4. It's amazing that God has equipped us with gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to talk about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. God has equipped the church to make a difference. He has equipped the church to make an impact in your communities. And understand, when I talk about church, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the individual people, the ecclesia. We've been called out. And we've been called out that we might be able to make a difference to those that don't know Jesus Christ. You see, it's all about being in a position to share our testimony, to tell people that Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus Christ is the way. There is no salvation in Buddha. There is no salvation in Muhammad. There is no salvation in Allah. There is no salvation in the Catholic Church, in Mary, or the Pope. There is no salvation in your bishop of your denomination. Your salvation is found in bowing the knee and accepting the sacrifice of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. And when God the Father raised him from the dead on the third day, and realizing that it was the precious blood of Jesus that paid the ransom, that paid the price for your redemption. And you've been redeemed. That's why I open up my prayer every week. We've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy by the result of what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. When Jesus died on the cross, he took our place. He was the sacrificial lamb. He died for the remissions of our sins. He took our place so that no person would ever have to suffer eternal torment or judgment. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God allowed his only begotten son to be tortured, to be humiliated, that we might be redeemed, that we might be set free, that the power of sin and the power of darkness would be broken over our lives, that our names will be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that we have a future, an eternity, living and dwelling in his presence. And God has commissioned us to go and to share that truth to others so that they would have the same privilege and opportunity of being reconciled back to God. Oh, I wish somebody out there would say amen with me, you know. You know, after Jesus had said that in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, he says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And saints, let's get this in our spirits. Let's marinate on this. Read it over and over and over again till God gives you that revelation that you need. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up for the reading. And we need to understand and realize our Messiah is Jewish. That's why we need to be praying for our Jewish brothers and sisters. How can you not love the Jewish people when your Messiah is Jewish? How can you not have a heart for the people of Israel? And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he had opened the book, and he found the place where it was written, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty to them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book. He said, the scriptures fulfilled. And the people and the religious leaders, they got so angry that they tried to throw him out. And then when you get to verse 31, and he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath days. And they will look at this now, and I mentioned this last week, and I'm going to mention it again. We need to be speaking the word with power and authority. And God has given us that power and authority through the power of the Holy Spirit. He says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power, not eloquence. He wasn't a great orator. He spoke with power. He spoke with authority. You know, you can tell when somebody just have great oratory skills. We confuse that great speaking skills with power and authority. And in the synagogue, look at this now. There was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil or demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. You see, that power, that anointing disturbed the demons. Oh, God. Yes, there is an anointing that will cause demons to manifest and act up. But we don't want to deal with that. This man was chilling in the synagogue. With them demons, that anointing, because you see, we serve a God of confrontation. And it was time. The confrontation was on. Here was somebody who was a captive. He was captive. But that anointing caused them demons to come to the surface. Said, I know who you are. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, in other words, shut up. And come out of him. Everybody else looking at, oh, Lord, what is going on here? And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? Oh, good Lord. For with authority and power, he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. You see, they were not in denial about people being demonized. Oh, we're in denial. We don't even want to deal with that issue. Oh, not us. No, 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 no. They understood it. But there was no anointing. There was nothing nobody could deal with. There was nobody could do anything for it. And they were all amazed, saying, spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For what authority and power? He commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. They come out. And the fame of them went out unto every place in the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever. And they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, you art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, allowed them not to speak, and they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, and he should depart from them. And he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. He was going where the people were worshiping. And the people were desperate for their healing and their deliverance. They were ready. And I believe that we need to get to the place in the body of Christ to where we are desperate for our healing and our deliverance so that God can do what he needs to do in our lives. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Be praying for your pastors, your political leaders. Be praying for your family members that are not saved, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just say, Lord, here am I. Send me, God. My life is yours. Lord, use me for your glory. I love you, saints. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word
with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. right here on 820 AM KGNW.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.